Okay, Wally had told me about a group that he had attended with.
Yeah.
Who had? Oh, he did. Okay, I want you to share with this group what you told Wally about a group that you attended with when they were talking about doing this, trying to get people involved in evangelism, the question they ask everybody.
Okay.
Stand up.
When Tammy and I went to Missouri for a year, we were at this congregation for about 6 months, and then they said there were a lot of members that wanted to get more involved in evangelism, and so they said, let's have a little meeting and have everybody who's interested come together, and everyone was in the room, and they said, so everyone's interested in evangelism, yeah, well, raise your hand if in the last month you have had a Bible study with anybody who's not a Christian. And no one in the room raised their hand. And then for the rest of the meeting, they talked about, you know, why do we want evangelism, much like what we were talking about in our sermon tonight. And then the next month they met again, and he asked the same question. Who in this room has had a Bible study? And almost everybody raised their hand with a non-Christian. That they had a Bible study with a non-Christian. So it convicted everybody that first meeting. Wow, I'm not doing what I want to do. And then with us all in that room, having that shared conviction to have that Bible study the next month, pretty much all of us had a Bible study with at least one person. So it was effective, it seemed to.
Didn't you also say, Josh, that in that meeting, if someone had a question about, you know, meetings down the road, if someone had a question about a topic they were studying or how to approach or how to work that was also something that was taken on in the
right.
meeting also to maybe help that person
with that person
or that contact?
What would happen in these meetings is we'd talk about a Bible study we'd be having, what particular topic. What questions came up that might have been, tough questions for the individuals having the Bible study. And then there'd be elders in the room or people who were more, you know, adept to having personal Bible studies with, you know, non-believers could help address those questions, you know, help prepare them.
Okay. So let's get started. In the past month, raise your hand if you've been involved in a Bible study with somebody who's not a Christian. Got one hand up. Now, if we do this, I don't know how often we'll do this. I'm going to preach on this at least once a month. The other elders might feel like I need to do it more than that. And I don't know what you think about how often we meet like this. But maybe in a month, if we do this again, maybe we'll see some more hands up. I don't know. But, you know, when the Lord, after the Sermon on the Mount, then He was talking to His disciples. He says, seeing the people, He felt compassion for them because they were distressed and dispirited like sheep without a shepherd. Then He said to His disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore, beseech the Lord of harvest to send out workers into His harvest. If I pray that prayer, how does that impact me? If I'm going to pray for the Lord to send out workers into His harvest, does that demand anything of me? To be a worker trying to reach those who need the gospel of Jesus Christ. So maybe if we started praying to that end, just like we read Colossians 4, pray. One, for the opportunities. Two, that you'll see them. Now we have opportunities, we just miss them. Three, that we'll have the courage, the love, the ability to grab that opportunity. And somehow try to get people involved in a Bible study. You say, what am I going to study with them? We can talk about that in further sessions if you wish. That will vary on the person and where they're at. When Paul dealt with the people in Lystra and Athens, it was a different kind of lesson than, say, Peter dealt with when he, Philip dealt with when he talked to the Ethiopian. It depends on where people are at. And so we can talk about that. We can provide some basic beginning lessons that you can teach with people. Because maybe that fear of, I don't know what to say, okay? That's understandable. First time you ride a bike, you think, I may fall off. How are you going to learn to ride a bike?
Practice.
Go read some more books? What Ennis said, you just get up and fall off again. You get up and fall off again to find that you can do it. And so, in seeking, and I think Josh said it well when he said, it's something we want to be involved in. We're just not. Why aren't we? And you're here tonight because that shows your interest in this. And wouldn't to God that maybe by focusing our attention on it, spending a little time on this, it might make us more alert, as Paul talked about in Colossians 4, to opportunities. He prayed for opportunities in prison. In prison. To talk to people about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you remember Onesimus, the runaway slave? Converted by Paul. And so you don't know when those opportunities will present themselves. Okay, what? Just a couple questions before we quit. How often do you think is feasible to get together like this? Once a month? 2 weeks? You elders have some input?
Probably once a month.
Once a month. All right. Once a month. Anybody have anything else? We'll do once a month. And in the next month, start looking for opportunities. Now look, if you get somebody that's willing to do a Bible study and you say, I don't know what to do next, call somebody. Call Wally. Call Rocky. Call Jeff. Call me. Call Matt. Call somebody. We'll be glad to sit down and work with, go meet with you and help in the Bible study. I'd love to be having Bible studies. I've got classes throughout the week right now, but it's with Christians, particularly some preachers. But I'd love to be studying with somebody that's not a Christian. And I'd certainly try to work my schedule. If you could meet at night, in the morning, whatever, weekend, I'd be happy to join with you in trying to get someone involved in a Bible study. Any other comments or questions? Yes, sir.
If we were to have a Bible study, we could use a building, right? We could come up.
Yes, sir. You could come up here to the building.
Bathroom or something.
One of my favorite offices for Bible study is IHOP.
Is it too noisy there?
Where did me and John study?
IHOP.
IHOP, you can get a private place. They bring the coffee. You can drink to your, don't need any more. And they just leave the pot on the table. It's a good place. They'll let you sit there. And that's where John and I've done that with a number of people. Say, let's meet at IHOP. You can do it at your house. Some people are a little bit leery about coming to your house. Do it at their house. At Bible studies at other people's houses. That's a good question, Ennis. I heard somebody else. Yes.
I just had two comments. In your sermon, you were talking about who do we preach to. You had one of those who have fallen away. So that's a wide field of people falling away. So that's kind of the first comment. You don't have to go to the people that have never heard the gospel. Probably to a lot of people. I'm just thinking of myself. A lot of people have fallen away. Why not start there? And my second comment is, you may want to ease into this thing. You might say, well, you want to have a Bible study. Well, maybe approach us, start talking about something. And get them to kind of converse with you about a particular topic. And they say, well, let's...
Well, we're going to talk about that. That's a good point, Rocky.
Let's have a Bible study. Just start talking to them, engaging them, and then try to work in the study right there when you're talking to them.
We're going to talk about how Jesus did some of that, like with the woman at the well and so forth. That's a good point, Rocky. And so looking for opportunities instead of just hey, you want to have a Bible study? Although, let me tell you something, there's people that do that are successful. My time is up. Who put that alarm off?
See, one more thing we had talked about when we discussed this, and you kind of mentioned,
if you need to go, my 10 minutes is up.
If somebody has a contact that they can't get to, or the same thing applies, call one of us, get it to somebody that can make the contact and can work with the person.
I've told a number of you this story about the Ryan Grovers in Colorado. She used to do home interior parties. She'd always use that for an opportunity to try to ask people, do you want to have a Bible study? One home she was in, she asked the lady, would you like to have a Bible study? I don't know, let me go ask my husband. She comes back and says, yeah, he agreed. They started studying. They were converted. At the time, Jim was telling us the story. He was a deacon in the church. When the lady went back to ask her husband if they wanted to have a Bible study, he was back in a back room with a bunch of men gambling and drinking and doing drugs.
Wow.
You don't know. Ask. It doesn't hurt to ask. Would you like to have a Bible study? And so that's certainly one deal. But Rocky's point is well made, is just taking life situations and trying to turn it. One comment, one more. Gary Rice. How many of you know Gary Rice? Boy, a bunch of you. Gary Rice is a deal like Rocky's talking about. Gary Rice had completely fallen away. I was in Highlands, went to visit him and his wife. Wife wasn't a Christian. I didn't work on her. I worked on him. And Gary repented. He's been a faithful Christian since. Eventually converted his wife, although she fell away in years to come. But Gary's been a dedicated Christian. So here was a man who had fallen away, and yet he was brought back. There's a lot of other stories like that. Anyway, thank you all so much for staying. And it doesn't have to be a month from now. If you have comments, questions, interaction with someone you want to discuss, well, give us a holler. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Who did?
I just wanted to say
that. Now, it's your fault that we're over. You know that.
Jeremy goes once a week to different places where you can eat, like IHOP or whatever. And he doesn't have any appointment with anybody. He just talks to anybody that happens to come in.
Okay. All right. Thank you all.